commercial free hour on 92.3 K-Rock. This is Bruce Cockburn. How I spent my fall vacation.
Sun went down, looking like the eye of God. Behind icy mist, stark bare trees. Inside the dim empty cinema, two guys in leather jackets glance at each other and shiver. They never built these places with winter in mind. Out the window down the gray road you can see old walled monastery. Now become a barracks for the paramilitary police. Like Bernie in his dream, a displaced person in some foreign border town, waiting for a train, part hope, part myth, while the station changes hands. Or just sitting at home, growing tenser with the time. Or like that guy seventh seal watching the newly dead dance across the hills, or wearing this leather jacket shivering with a friend while the eye of God blazes at us like the sun.
A song that came to mind last night. I mean, we were talking earlier, you know, about all this insanity going on in the world, and specifically the reference to Rome there. The song is called How I Spent My Fall Vacation. Bruce Cockburn, of course, no stranger to politics and to placing the things that are going on in the real world into his songs. This one from a couple of years back from the album called Humans. Right? Is that the name of it? Yeah, that was the title of the album, Humans, How I Spent My Fall Vacation. In a Roman street on a full moon night, I was sick and there was a young cop in a circle of yellow light. As we drew near, he snapped the safety off his machine pistol and slid a trembling finger to the trigger. I wanted to say something calming, but couldn't catch his eye. He didn't want contact. He was trained to see movement. Well, don't shoot me, man. I'm a graceful, slow dancer. I'm just a dream to you, not real at all. Which is real nice poetry. And I guess, sometimes that magic might work. I remember walking the streets of Rome about 10 years ago, experiencing the very same thing. Rome was under siege at the time from within. There was a lot of student unrest and communist unrest. And everywhere you went in Rome, there were the carabinieri, there were the soldiers, there were the police, there were like dozens of different armed guards all over Rome, on every street corner. From the local police right on up to the Italian army. And it was strange, you know, as a tourist, you're walking through these streets that are thousands of years old, and you're going, oh, there's the Colosseum, you know, and oh, there's the Vatican, and oh, there's this, and there's that, and all this stuff you've seen from books, you know, and you're on your vacation, and in the meantime, every time you turn a corner, there's these four guys with machine guns standing there, you know? And it's that same, you kind of look at them and go, oh, don't shoot me. I'm just a tourist. And that doesn't work anymore, does it? You can't just hang a flag up over your head. This is not, I'm just a tourist. I'm innocent, because it doesn't matter anymore. But I was thinking of this song last night and trying to deal with the rage over the terrorist attack and all that stuff that we had been talking about a bit earlier in the show. Well, don't shoot me, man. I'm a graceful slow dancer. I'm just a dream to you. Not real at all. The last Sunday of 1985. New Year's Day upon us. 92.3 K-Rock. I promised you earlier we'd play this one. From U2. Bring things back around to where we started this morning. It all comes full circle. Sometimes painfully. But it all comes around. The bells will toll. Usher in the new year. It's got to be a better year than the past year. It's always the hope, huh?
Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night. All the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. Keeping time, time, time with a sort of runic rhyme. From the tintinnabulation that so musically wells. From the bells, 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 bells. From the jingling and the tinkling of the bells. Hear the mellow wedding bells, golden bells. What a world of happiness their harmony foretells. Through the balmy air of night, how they ring out their delight. Through the dances and the yells and the rapture that impels. How it swells, how it dwells on the future, how it tells. From the swinging and the ringing of the molten golden bells. Of the bells, 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 bells. Of the rhyming and the chiming of the bells. Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night. All the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. keeping time, time, time with a sort of runic rhyme. From the tintinnabulation that so musically wells. From the bells, 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 bells. From the jingling and the tinkling of the bells.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine, and he always had some mighty fine wine. Singing joy to the world now, all the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. Everybody singing joy to the world.
That's the man who wrote that song, Joy to the World. That's Hoyt Axton. Of course, it was originally a big hit for Three Dog Night many, many years ago. And the bells, that was originally done by Edgar Allan Poe. back in his punk rock days. Edgar Allan Poe wrote the bells, and Phil Oakes put it to music and recorded it. And, New Year's Day from U2, so there's a couple of things for the end of the year, the beginning of the new year. And it's 1 o'clock, and this is WXRK New York, K-Rock. I'm Vince Gelsa. Jimmy Fink takes over the controls, and don't forget, the whole schedule kind of shifts around for the new year starting next Sunday. Sunday morning program will be heard solely in the morning, starting at 9 a.m. We'll go from 9 to noon, and then Jimmy will take over at noon. And you go until till when?
Next week?
Yeah.
Till 4.
Till 4 next week.
And then Tony will come in at 4.
From 4.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Got that?
Yes. Thank you for the fruitcake from last week. It was delicious. I had a couple of pieces over the last week or so. There was still a... Yes, that's how I that's how I felt after the first piece of fruitcake. But I did go back for more, and there is still plenty left. And as you said a little while ago, there'll probably still be plenty left next year. And hopefully we'll all still be here as well. Talking about fruitcake. You gonna play with that all afternoon?
No, no.
Because if you are, I'm not going to listen.
This one I'm gonna play with.
Oh, okay.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh. And to you too.
Oh, Annie M. There's no place like home.
You know, Dorothy, you never did give me any presents for Christmas. Well, you never did tell me what all that stuff was you bought either. Dorothy?